Turning down the thermostat, unplugging unused appliances, switching to fluorescent light bulbs, all energy-conserving choices if you're trying to live greener. But in Juneau, Alaska, right now, people aren't taking these steps because they want to save the planet. They're trying to save their greenbacks. Since an avalanche 2 weeks ago wiped out Juneau's access to a hydroelectric power facility, electricity there has become precious and pricey, rates shooting up as high as 400% to help offset the cost of powering the city with diesel generators. That means when folks in Juneau open their electricity bills this week, they're likely to get quite a shock. Residents are drastically cutting back on energy use as a result, some sounding off on a video blog set up by the local paper, the Juneau Empire.
We changed a lot of the light bulbs to the fluorescent ones, and we also turned off any lights that we don't absolutely need.
Well, I pretty much turned down the heat in my house to almost around 50 degrees or so, and pretty much unplugged all the electronics that I can, and usually plug them in as I need them.
Well, yeah, anything that doesn't need to be on, which normally we would just leave on because of convenience, now obviously it's an economic inconvenience to leave running.
We even heard a story that clothespins are scarce in Juneau stores because residents are choosing to hang their laundry instead of using the dryer. To find out more on Juneau's energy crisis, we talked with reporter John Ryan. He's from Alaska Public Radio Station KTOO. Exactly what did the avalanche take out?
It took out about a mile and a half of power lines that run between Juneau's main source of electricity at the High Alpine Lake and a hydroelectric project there, and seven major transmission towers were either damaged or destroyed, and apparently three of them are just gone. They were knocked into the ocean and never to be seen again.
Now, of course, we can't control Mother Nature all the time, but avalanches are something that comes with the territory in Alaska. I mean, was this just something totally unexpected?
No, it's not unexpected because avalanches do cross that area all the time, every winter and spring. But the utility that is responsible for the power line, they say that this was just a super unusually large avalanche, and that for the 40 years or so that power line's been there, this is the first time that towers have been knocked out.
As I understand it, City of Juneau is now relying on diesel power.
That's right. As everybody in America knows, gasoline and diesel prices have just shot up, and now they're at or near record prices. So with diesel close to about $4 a gallon, it's just very expensive to run generators on diesel fuel. And as a result, the utility is saying that it costs them now about five times as much to make electricity as it did when they were just relying on hydropower. And how that will translate into prices for consumers is a big political football at the moment in the city.
Now, immediately you think diesel, you think, maybe some environmental impact related to that. That's not necessarily the cleanest fuel.
That's right. We've gone from having one of the cleanest energy supplies anywhere, and now we're turning to diesel. So, of course, diesel is a fossil fuel, which puts out greenhouse gases that change the climate, and also more locally, it puts out things that can affect the air quality. Right now, the city officials are saying they're not seeing any worsening of our air quality around these generators in a couple different parts of town, but they are expecting that to happen as they keep running these generators for the several months it might take to get that power line repaired and get us connected to hydropower again.
And at this point, they say any negative environmental impact simply has to be a lower priority.
Yeah, this is definitely an emergency situation here. The city's declared it a local disaster emergency, and they're hoping the state will do so soon, and that might be able to bring in some federal relief dollars.
Let's talk about how this has affected residents of Juneau. Electricity rates, as we have said, have now gone up by more than 400%, or they're expected. Those bills will be sent out in the next couple of days. Now, immediately after this happened, people started conserving, cutting back their kilowatt hours by, according to the Associated Press, 20% in the last couple of weeks. Describe what extent people are going to make these changes.
It seems almost universal as far as people I've talked to that everybody's turned down their thermostats. They've unscrewed some light bulbs. They've figured out ways to not use hot water so much. And it extends all the way up to businesses, big and small, and government agencies. One of my favorites is the Juneau Airport now turns its runway lights off unless there's a plane actually arriving or taking off. So it's dark most of the time because it's a pretty small airport. And there are all sorts of other operations have turned off street lights. The city skyline at night now, there's still light here and there, but it's noticeably darker. And people are talking about wearing lots of sweaters and doing all these kind of short-term things that you can do right away to conserve electricity, even if people might not put up with it for too much longer.
Now, what about you? You're a resident of Juneau. Have you or your family changed your habits?
Let's see. Well, our here at the station, we've actually turned off our digital TV transmitter because it's one of our biggest energy users.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going back to our old school TV signal, and we're unplugging computers that aren't in use and things like that. And at home, I've done similar things, too. I've tried to use as little light as possible. I turn a light off right after I'm done using it. When you're expecting a five-fold increase in your electricity bills, it's a pretty good incentive
yeah.
to change your habits.
Some people out there are saying, in other parts of the state, hey, maybe this is good for Juneau residents. They can kind of wake up and realize what we, in maybe some of the more rural parts of the state, have been dealing with for a long time as far as higher energy prices and having to cut back on their usage. Is there a big gap? Has there been a big gap between urban and rural residents when it comes to conservation issues?
Oh, yes. I mean, most of what we call bush Alaska or rural Alaska doesn't have the benefit of a cheap hydropower project to tap into. They're isolated. They're not connected by roads or power lines to any other communities. So they've just had to rely on small generators forever. So they're used to having electricity prices maybe five times the national average. So there's less than total sympathy from those communities for Juneau's current plight.
So how long is this expected to be happening? I mean, how long are rates going to be this high? Initially, officials just said this is going to be a couple of months till the hydroelectric plant could be repaired. Is that still the case?
Right. They expect maybe 2 or 3 months for the power lines to be up and running again because it's in avalanche country and it's still avalanche season. So they have to be very careful to do any repair work to make sure they're not endangering any workers there. And then once the power lines are reconnected, then we can get cheap hydro again. But right now, the big debate is whether customers have to pay these costs fully during the 2 or 3 months that they're in place or whether to spread them out over a longer time period.
Let's talk about what the potential long-term impact might be on Juneau. I mean, what are the odds that this could be a model for conservation? I mean, there are people, critics out there saying, hey, you know what? This isn't so bad. This is the silver lining is perhaps that it's this wake-up call and that people, when forced to, can actually learn to change their habits.
Right. Our mayor sees this as what he calls a teachable moment, one that can really bring energy issues into the front of people's minds instead of an issue that only a small fraction of the community cares much about. And he and some others are concerned that we not just implement these short-term measures that people see as sacrifices and will give up as soon as the prices come back down again, but we use this as an opportunity to implement some longer-term things that might benefit Juneau in the long run in terms of more efficient technology that can give us the things we want from electricity but use a lot less of it.
John Ryan is a reporter with Alaska Public Radio, KTOO, in Juneau, Alaska. Hey, thanks, John. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up on the show, the Guam caucuses are coming up this weekend, and the campaigning on the island is intense.
Intense!
Well, intense for Guam. By the way, we've decided it's fun to say Guam. Guam.
There's no harm in Guam.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Guam.